Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. This is the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, B. Sayers. I want to thank you for listening in on this Saturday evening, June 20th, 2015. The I Love Politics show comes to you from Houston. And today, I want to talk to you about what's happening, current events, today, this week. Well, Friday, I celebrated my most favorite holiday, Juneteenth. That is the first holiday I remember with passion, and it is a holiday built on love that my family seen to it that we learn all about Juneteenth. And every Juneteenth, from the crack of dawn, first thing in the morning, till late into the night with fireworks, we enjoyed that day together. No matter how little we had or how much, it was a family holiday. Now, that was years and years ago, and there is not as large a family as I had then, but we still celebrate Juneteenth. It is our most favorite day. It was so important to my mom that when she worked, she would work on Christmas to take care of families because she was a maid. She would work on Thanksgiving, Easter, any holidays. But Juneteenth, she refused to work on that day, no matter which day of the week it fell on. And she lost jobs because she refused to work that day. That day is a special day. My mom, I would say, learned as a young mother, a young parent, because my father died when we were young, and my mom raised us. And she learned that she needed to create a financial revolution if she was to change the outcomes of her life. And she did that. She found ways to create wealth. I remember when it was time to vote, she would have saved up money so that she could purchase her poll tax receipt so that she could vote, because she taught us that voting was the most important thing that we can do as citizens of the United States. She taught us that when you work, you always put something aside. Don't spend everything that you earn. She believed in creating finance the very best way that you could. And she was limited because she's a female, because she's a woman. There were things she was not allowed to do that had she been allowed to do it as a part of a society that wasn't segregated, her life would have been totally different. So I'm saying to you today, whether you're black or white, but especially if you're black, it's time to create a financial revolution and change these outcomes in your life, because our life is filled with catastrophes, violence that's not from our negligence, that's not from us contributing to it, but just because of the color of our skin. And one thing that I know, first of all, let me say this. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. So I know those three things very well. And I know that when it comes to praise, Scripture tells us that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. So things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. But if we, as workers, and we, as black people, create a financial revolution for ourselves starting now, we can change outcomes of things that happen to us through no fault of our own, and of things that happen to us because we maybe made some wrong choices. We need money. We need to change incomes. We need to come together. We need to conquer any and all obstacles, and we need to create wealth. And these are things that we can do starting today. And one of the ways that we should do this is to register and vote and hold these elected officials accountable for things that happen in our communities, in our city, in our state, and in our country. Because all these people work and get paychecks based on our work and paying in taxes. They owe us. They work for us. And it's time that we acted that part as if they actually work for us, because they do. Now, this week, Wednesday, June 17, 2015, nine people were slaughtered, Carolina, killed at a Bible study by a racist, a practicing racist. Oh, yes, there are racists still in America. A racist is a person who believes in racism. And all races don't practice it. So you can be a racist and not necessarily be violent. You can be a racist and not necessarily have opportunity to discriminate. But if you're black, you're not a racist in America, because you don't own enough to take control over no group. So that Charleston 9 that was killed at Bible study by a racist, they left behind grieving families who have scars. And hopefully these will be scars that will help America to heal from her racist ways. These racist ways that come out of 450 years of slavery, the enslavement of Africans in America. That's where this stuff come from. It's an ideological thing that people believe, and it's ignorance. Racism is a belief. It's a practice. It's based on ignorance, and it's used against a group of people so that white people can make themselves more important, and so that they can exclude blacks mostly. Now, yes, racism is practiced against other groups of people. Yes, it is. The Charleston 9 that was killed at Bible study on Wednesday, June 17, 2015, they were all black. I cried when I heard the words that were said, supposedly, by the racist when he was asked not to kill. Please do not kill them. And he told them, you rape our women and you've taken over our country and you got to go. I'm going to kill you too. And the person who asked for all their lives to be spared was killed right along with eight other people. We don't have to live this way, America. And we can stop the guns with laws set for gun safety. Now, I'm not saying we need a country without guns. No way. I'm not crazy, and I'm not naive. But crazy people are getting hold to guns. And a lot of them don't become criminals until they get their hands on the guns. And the guns have got to go. And the way we get rid of the guns is by voting, registering and voting, and holding our elected officials accountable to get these guns off the streets of America, out of the hands of ignorant people. And then these guns need to be brought up to some new standards. Into the 21st century. We don't drive cars of the 18th century, but we pretty much using guns of the 18th and 19th century. We have to do better. And it starts with creating a financial revolution for me. Because when you have money, enough money, when you own something, things are not going bad. You can look to ways to make things better sooner rather than later. But when you own nothing, you feel it every time something go wrong in your life. You feel it every time somebody come against you and you can't do nothing about it. Money answered all things. And it's time for American blacks to own a piece of this land, to have bank accounts, to have businesses. It's time. And when we create a financial revolution, we will find that a lot of problems will go away. A lot of people who choose to harass and harm will disappear out of our lives, because we'll have the money to fight the battles. We'll have the money to clean up our communities. We'll have the money to see to it that our young people come out of school, finish school, graduate, go into either work or college or vocation, whatever they choose to do, or even if they choose the military, whatever they choose, we'll have the money to support our children and to support one another. Our problem is, as a community of blacks, we cannot hardly support ourselves, let alone be there as a support for one another. And that's what we have got to work toward. Working class Americans, no matter what color we are, we must become one and be there for one another financially, support one another emotionally. Our neighbors, we are neighbors with one another. We must join forces and make a better America. And we can do that. We can do that. And we don't have to love one another to live in unity. That's between me and God, whether or not I love you. But I can work with you if you respect me. And in America today, when it comes to black people, most people don't respect blacks. When it comes to the working class people, wealthy people don't respect the working class people. And so many problems come from the poor working class Americans. Because a lot of Americans, black and white alike and other colors, are not working. And they are the commodities for the prisons to make money, and they are the commodities for war, so that multi-billion dollar companies will make money off jobless people who choose to go to war rather than stay home and not have a job. It's a creative thing. Poverty is created, and we can end it with voting, and we can end it by creating a financial revolution for ourselves so that we can put our communities to work. We can come together and overcome whatever obstacles one another have. We can begin to grow wealth. It's like in scripture, Proverbs 30 and 24. Says, four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. That's the ant, the badger, the locust, and the spider. Well, I want to focus on the ant. Proverbs 30 and 25 read, the ants are not a strong people, but they prepare their food in the summer. And Proverbs 6 and 6 through 8 says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. We have problems in America because there are people without food, people without shelter, and we can come together as does the ant and create these things that we need in the summer so when winter comes, we have them for ourselves, for our family, for our communities, for our cities, for our states to be better people. We have got to come together and create a financial revolution. And there are a lot of ways we can do it, but we have to get it done. We've got to practice the fruits of God's Spirit first. Those families over in South Carolina, they were practicing the fruits of God's Spirit. Humility, kindness, abstinence, love, patience, liberality, diligence. These families spoke of forgiveness. They did not wallow in the seven deadly sins, as did the racists who chose to snuff out the life of nine human beings. That racist showed pride, envy, gluttony, lust, wrath, greed, and selfishness. He didn't work. He said that blacks had took his country. What country does this 21-year-old white male own? What does he own and he doesn't even work? He says to these people, these black men, you rape our women. That black man was not a criminal. He was studying God's word. He didn't rape nobody. That white, 21-year-old white racist is ignorant and does not deserve to walk the streets with other human beings. We got to fix this stuff, America. And the working class people, which includes blacks, whites, Asians, Mexicans, you name it, we're responsible because we don't vote enough in this country. When it comes to the world and how the world votes, out of 169 countries, America is almost at the bottom at number 125 because we don't vote. And we get what we vote for or we get what we don't vote for. And we end up with people who want guns on the street and who allow the guns to be there knowing people die every day from the violence at the hand of somebody who had a gun. Back in December 20 children were slaughtered by a person with a gun in a school, and six or seven adults. We're not proud of that. And if there's anything that we can do as a nation to end that, we must be held accountable. Starting now, we have to become accountable financially, socially, spiritually, economically, judicially. We can't go into these courts and let criminals off, whether the criminal is your next door neighbor or the criminal is a cop. If they do wrong, they should be punished. A person take a life, they should at least go before a jury of their peers. A jury of their peers. A jury of their peers. No one person should decide, oh, that's okay, you took that life. I believe what you said happened. We've got to stop this. We have to conquer whatever obstacles are in our way as Americans. We've got to look to the Lord thy God, things that he tell us to do. And he told us to consider the ant. We, just as the ant has to depend on one another, we as human beings must understand we must depend on one another. Just as the ant live in communities and they build either underground or level with the ground or high up into the ground, 20 feet into the ground, mounds have been built by ants, we have to do the same things. We have to come together and do the things that thus say the Lord. There is nothing impossible for an ant. And there is nothing impossible for those who love the Lord. And believers have to step in now. And I just believe that the believers have been reeled in now with those nine people in Charleston, South Carolina, being slaughtered, assassinated. The believers have been pulled into this fold of Black Lives Matter. And it's time for us to be as the ant and to get the job done. And we need to develop these financial revolutions in our communities first, in our cities, and let this spread across the nation and build. We've got to do it. Us to do it. And we can do it. We have to just put our minds to it, and we can build a financial revolution. There are so many ways. We can start our own businesses. We can work 2 jobs for 5 years and save one check and live off the other. We can invest in one another. We can invest in businesses that are already established. There are people with ideas out there who need funds to make the ideas reality. We have got to come together and start having meetings and talk about things that we can do as a nation, and especially as blacks in this nation and working class. Now, I say working class because I know that there is a lot of racism in America, but I want to say working class because I want to include every poor person. And to me, a poor person is a person who works for their money, unless you got some kind of heritage and you're just out there working because you choose to work. Other than that, you are the working poor if you work for your money. Now, if your money works for you, then I'm not talking to you this day, except for you to say you do have, for me to say to you, you have responsibilities too. Yes, you do. But that's a whole nother story, a whole nother show. So, yes, we are not the strongest of people by one-on-one. No. But as a group, when we come together as a group, there is nothing that can stop us from preparing for whatever life is going to dish out to us. We must create a financial revolution. Because you see, in America, who you are and the respect you receive has more to do with money than anything else. That's a fact. As an American, who you are and the respect you receive in America has more to do with money than anything else. So if you are working class, no matter what color, or if you are black, I will say this to you this Saturday evening. To gain respect, you need to create a financial revolution and change outcomes in your life. Because our lives are built around our finances. And if you have none, your life is considered as nothing. Our lives are built around where we live, where we worship, where we work. You're not proud of the place you live if you don't worship somewhere, if you don't work anywhere. Who are you? You see, one ant is just one little old, likely, unseen ant. You don't even see it. But a mound of ants gets attention. A mound, we break and run. A mound, even when we're killing them, they'll still come at us if that's what they choose to do. Because you think you just got a few info, you know you've been attacked. Person trying to make the best of a bad situation, they have to face unexpected challenges, usually resulting in unexpected finances, which are not available and not accessible. And that's where we meet our downfall as the working class people and as black people. We don't have the money when we get blacks are locked up for years, decades, because they didn't have the money to pay an attorney. They didn't have the money to get certain paperwork that end up costing them tickets, and then the tickets turn into mounds of money and they end up in jail. One person trying to make the best of a bad situation faces unexpected challenges, usually resulting in unexpected finances, which are not available. Those finances ain't there. And you don't have nobody to go to get them. That's what we face in this country. And that's why I'm saying it is time to create a financial revolution. We need businesses. We need banks. Now, we can call them something else in the beginning. They can be loan shops and loan stops. We can call them anything we want. But we can get busy right away and start setting up communities, set up community merchants in our own communities that serve us, that we can go to when we have need, that can provide us with finances, services, goods. We can do that. We can do that starting with what we have right today. If you got a roof over your head and you got goods in your house, we can start some businesses. If you got some money in the bank, we can start some businesses. If you got some talents, you can start a business. If you got cars, you can start a business. There are things we can do right now. We can conquer this. Person can't do everything, but all of us can do something, and that's where we are. So if you become a part of a mound of people, outcomes are going to change. When we live in an America of consumption, you are either one who wants or you are one who indulges in greed. There is a middle ground to be accessed. But people coming together as wood ants, being wise and building better communities, that's what it's going to take, a financial revolution. I'll tell you how to build it. And I'm talking to you today, and I'm going to have a show next week. But I've given you some clues right here, right now, and there's no reason for us not to establish a financial revolution for ourselves, starting with ourselves and then expanding it to community businesses. It can be a business that's just on paper that provides a service. We can do these things. Listen, send me a message to the I Love Politics show.